You're listening to Loveline. Hagfish is our guest. We played a song from Hagfish, the song Stamp. Now, tell me the story about the song Stamp.
Okay, this
was there
is,
a girl that wanted her box?
Yeah, this is a real this is a good love story. I mean, it's a real sincere love story. This is a girl.
Okay, hold on. Tell us the love story of Stamp.
Okay, it starts off like this.
Don't fart again. Oh, it was real. Drew, is it real? It was real.
Drew knows it's real. No. There was a club we wanted to play. And it was a very, very, like, famous club in Dallas.
Which one?
I can't tell you the name of it.
Like anybody here has ever
been. Okay,
at
it's Club Clearview. It's a really, really cool club. It's been there for 10 years. It was the originator of cool music. And there was a girl who worked at the door who was just big, big honkers, man. She was fine. And she managed and booked the club. And she used to get me drunk. And she stood behind a little box, or sat behind a little box where she's damp hands. And I would go in there, and I would, like, make my way up with thighs, and she'd get me really drunk. And by the end of the night, you know, we'd be munching down.
So you were performing oral sex on her?
Yeah, while she was stamping hands. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's how the word stamp came in.
Exactly.
I didn't know.
So, well, the song was spawned. Yeah, yeah. So the song was spawned. I'm sitting there, and her boss opens the door and looks in, and she looks up and goes, "Hey, Dale, can George eat my... While I work," and that's how
you like you think that the girl would like mostly like, "Oh my god," and she's like, "Dale, can he eat my box while I work?"
Yeah.
True, so true love story.
Yeah.
That was
she
deep.
Didn't want to get written up.
That was deep.
Where's the applause? All righty.
Thank you, George. That was
the music ended perfect too. Yeah. The story of Stamp. Hagfish is our guest, and we're gonna take some calls right now. Since this is the aromatherapy of the evening, let's talk to Steve, who's calling from Cerritos. Steve.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a story for you guys.
What's that?
Tell it.
This guy, he died from farting too much.
No,
he How is didn't. That possible? How?
Swear to God. Okay. You know, his diet was beer, beans, and nuts. And, like, he had all the windows shut and stuff.
Wait, would beer, beans, and nuts, aren't there certain things that make you fart more than others?
I think he's going to say that he exploded.
What, did he explode?
No, that the methane accumulated into his apartment at the point that he...
Well, let's hear the story, Steve.
Okay, well, you know, all his diet was beer, beans, and nuts, and he died from too much methane in his body. He breathed it in or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think that's right. No.
Steve, he's capping on
But Steve...
Steve, you're wrong, buddy.
But you know what? Actually, it is true, because we have a recording right now that we took at this guy's house, Steve. So I guess your story was true, Steve. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Steve.
Right now, let's go to Mavette. From Simi Valley.
Mavette.
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 Whatever.
You're on Loveline.
Hi. I just want to say hi to Hagfish.
Hi.
I saw you guys at the Troubadour.
Ooh, you did you like it?
Whoa.
Hey, you were at the girl backstage, were you?
Yes, I was.
Oh.
What happened?
No way.
We love you. Everybody shut up.
Wait, don't start jerking
off again.
You guys, wait. I was the blonde, okay?
Oh.
My friend Susie was the other one.
Where's Susie? Zach needs to speak to her.
Oh, Mavette. Did you see what just happened?
No.
That was a bummer. It was like... Which one are you, Mavette? You're the blonde? Oh, where's
no.
your friend?
Hey,
that kind of blow.
No, you weren't there.
No. I was excited to meet
Mavette,
you.
Mavette.
What?
Did your friend, like, regret that the next day?
What happened, Mavette?
We
you
can't
guys
talk
quiet.
About this over the radio.
Hey, you guys be quiet. Mavette.
We really can't talk about it.
Mavette.
What?
We can.
We can.
We will, or we'll hang up.
Or we'll hang up.
Mavette, did you do one of the guys in the band?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
Did Susie?
Maybe.
Did she do all the guys in band?
No.
How far is she from Riverside and all?
She tried to French kiss me, but I told her I had gingivitis.
Wait, who's that?
The drummer.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay, did Mavette like that night?
Did I like it?
No,
yeah.
Susie. No, did Susie like it?
Yes, she did.
She did, so she doesn't regret what happened?
No.
Hey, Mavette.
No, she doesn't.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Have you ever slept with any guys in a band?
No, I haven't.
Oh, has Susie?
Her friend has.
Has Susie? Mavette, yeah. Go ahead. Which bands?
You're talking to him.
Well, other than Hagfish.
No. Wait, let's clear this up real quick.
No. She didn't sleep.
She didn't sleep. Not. Yeah, not a wink.
Are you sure?
Not a wink.
She gave you guys Hummers?
Oh, no.
Why are you guys telling me to shut up?
Actually,
should I hang up? I can hang up on her and pretend like...
No,
No. Don't whisper. You say it in the microphone.
No, we want to hear it. We want to hear it talk.
Okay, wait.
It was a fond memory.
Let me ask you a question, Mavette, about your dear, sweet, innocent Susie, okay?
Okay.
You saw the show, right?
Yes, we did.
Did she start with, let's say, the guy that carries the amplifiers?
No.
And work her way up to, like, drums?
No. Actually, I can tell you.
Tell us what happened. We want to know. We want to hear these,
it went
like,
the opposite.
Sex, rock, and roll stories.
They're the only people screaming for us at that club. And then I guess it went from Zach to one roadie to the last roadie, Billy.
Billy's our road manager. He's my best friend. And
Susie did all of them? Susie's a nice girl.
Susie's a dynamo. We'll put it that way.
Hey, Susie's going to get tickets for House of Blues, huh?
Yeah, there was smoke coming off Susie's ass that night.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say that.
When are you guys going to be at the House of Blues?
Can't wait.
Does Susie still have my red handprint on her ass?
Oh, that's a lot.
So you guys are like the romantic type band, right?
I never actually got to hang with Susie, so tell her to come to the House of Blues and say
tell
hi.
Tell her I got a nice beer bottle waiting.
They're smooth. They're romantic. They're Hagfish. They're on Loveline. Right now, let's go to Jason, who's calling from Beverly Hills. You're on Loveline.
How you doing?
Dude,
that song you just played, it was like my favorite song on the album.
Oh, cool.
Thank you very much.
Which other ones do you like, Jason?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the names of them because my friend has the album, but I don't. He just plays it for me all the time.
Sing one.
Huh?
Sing one.
The only one I memorized is that one.
Because you only know the hits, man. You're the mainstreamer.
Thank you, bro.
No, I'm just joking.
Did you like their version of Dust in the Wind on that record?
That's not on there, is it?
No.
You have to keep on listening.
But Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull is.
And they're playing with UFO.
When?
Jason.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your call about,
right,
bro?
Dude. Okay, check this out. Okay, I was at the, like, not exactly my girlfriend, just like a close friend of mine.
Was her name Susie?
No.
Stay away.
Okay, it was just a while ago. And, we were just, you know, kind of getting into it. You know, I was about to, like, you know, just, you know, he was about to get on, right?
All right.
And,
insert.
I kind of ran into, like, I don't know, like a barrier, like the Great Wall of China sort of barrier, right?
Sponge?
And I was wondering, it's like.
The Great Wall of Vagina.
You couldn't get it up.
Basically.
Oh!
Oh, you couldn't get it
can't
up?
Can't help you there, my friend.
Okay, well, see, do you not find her attractive?
No. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was her.
It was her. She couldn't get stimulated.
Well, no, I don't think that was it either. It's just like, you ever seen, like, an airplane run into a building or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. And the way
to
work.
For.
Yeah, exactly.
You were too big for her.
Huh? Hey, man.
You were too big for her.
Well, that's what she said.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
If that was the way, because I mean, like, this has happened before.
That's happened to me a couple times, and I am the smallest
one
in the
God.
World.
Hey, Jason,
no,
Jason.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about this airplane in the wall. Was she wearing her pants?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because that usually is a barrier.
I checked twice.
Okay, twice.
Yeah, just in case.
Okay, Jason.
All right.
Let's go back to Fantasyland. Tell us the rest of the story.
That's it.
Anyway, I was getting kind of. Eventually, I was just kind of getting kind of frustrated because it was just. I don't know, I was hurting her, actually. And then after a while, I just gave up, and I noticed there was actually a little bit of blood on my shirt the next morning, but that's, like, you know, the topic of another discussion.
Excuse me.
And I was wondering, is this normal? I mean, because this has happened before.
Ask our bass player.
He has about that 12-inch thing.
There's Jason?
No, not quite 12. I did measure it once, but I intentionally forgot.
No, it's fine, because I'm...
Call.
I do this a lot, like, I'm married, like, with my wife, and we run into that all the time, and we've been... seen each other for a long time, so it's totally normal. It's just one of those things that happens. I mean, you may like do it a lot, and it'll, I guess, expand, sort of. And
or
then she'll
maybe
get used
she's
to
not. I mean, Drew, couldn't it be that she's just like nervous or maybe not
she
really
could.
Wanting?
Absolutely. That's the most common cause of this sort of problem, which is a spasm of the musculature down there due to fearfulness or anxiety.
Yeah, because she can get a baby out of there.
She's frightened by an airplane.
Because I do this a lot. This happens a lot. Is that really the case? It could be a spasm?
Yeah.
Really?
It's called vaginismus. It's most commonly caused by anxiety. So she was just uptight and wasn't in the proper frame of mind.
Did she? All
right.
Go to a bar first.
Huh? So this is a question for Hagfish.
Yes.
So since you guys are old seasoned veterans, how can I get her to loosen up a little bit?
Play with her.
Huh?
Play with her a
Play
little
with
bit.
Her.
Okay, I got a suggestion.
Send her the Hagfish Show without you.
Oh, damn.
No, I'm getting my girlfriend ready for giving birth in about 5 months. And what we do every day is we start off with a pinky. And then we go for the next finger and the next finger until by the end of the day we have the whole hand in there.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's a good stretch exercise.
Hey, take Drew. Drew, that isn't good, is it?
she loosens
did
up.
Did somebody tell you to do that?
No.
I didn't
think
so.
He's off film.
This is just fun.
Okay. Hey, tell me about this film that you guys were talking about before, this porno film you guys saw.
Oh, wait. Make my puppets come.
Make my puppets come.
Yeah, what is this? I never watch pornos, but and of all the pornos that I've never watched, I've never heard of Make My Puppets Come.
It was, we wanted to get it for you.
It was chicks having sex with puppets, and we wanted to bring it up here to you. But
what, like hand puppets?
They're like Muppet puppets with like big noses and like dumb names and everything. They're getting laid. They're probably getting more than me, actually. Anyway, are you still on the line?
No, he's not on the line anymore. Hey, we're going to go to some commercials. We'll come back with more of your calls and more of Hagfish. Stay tuned.